And finally today, kombucha. Some say it has magic powers. The fizzy tea is claiming more and more space at Whole Foods. Todd Bookman reports on how the ancient beverage has turned into a modern fad.
For 7 years, Amanda Pfeiffer worked in food marketing, helping big companies figure out ways to better hawk their products. In short, actually create those fads. Then she up and quit.
And now I'm surrounded by jars and I do everything the slowest way possible and the least shelf-stable way possible. So I really did kind of flip the switch on that.
Pfeiffer writes a food blog called Fickle and soon a book on do-it-yourself fermentation. So as you'd expect, her South Philly row home is full of things crammed into glass containers. Kombucha, for instance.
It's not the most beautiful thing in the universe, as you can see. So this is my setup.
Pfeiffer pulls down a gallon of brownish red liquid. Floating at the top is the key ingredient for kombucha fermentation, the mushroom-looking SCOBY.
So the SCOBY is a disgusting gelatinous blob that looks like a weird alien that you would not want anywhere near your food. But it makes something taste really good, so we put up with it.
The bacteria and yeast that make up the SCOBY feed off a combination of tea and sugar, over time producing a slightly sweet, slightly sour drink with a little alcohol kick. Formerly the stuff of hippies, kombucha has exploded in the past 2 decades, in no small part because of its rumored health benefits. The internet is full of, well, the type of stuff you'd expect to read on the internet.
People claim things as far-reaching as it cured cancer, to it made my gray hair go away, to I no longer have wrinkles. And I think if that was really the case for everybody, if that was replicatable, then nobody would have wrinkles or gray hair or cancer anymore.
Pfeiffer herself turns to it whenever she feels a cold coming on and says it's great for hangovers. But she's also quick to point out that there's no hard science backing kombucha's curative powers. That hasn't stopped commercial producers, though, from advertising it as a $4, $5, sometimes $6 a bottle health drink, claiming high nutritional value and powerful antioxidant properties, all in a natural beverage. A good combination for reaching a lot of consumers.
There are many people who believe that if you can get a beneficial drug effect from a food, that that's preferable to getting it from a pill.
Marcy Pelshaw is a food researcher at the Monell Chemical Senses Center in West Philly. She says there's a long history of food fads based on sometimes true, sometimes less than true claims. Gluten-free, oat bran, even 19th century graham crackers had an angle.
Yes, graham crackers. They started out as a fad. It was more related to a moral issue. It was supposed to prevent people from engaging in self-abuse and which...
Masturbation?
Yes, masturbation. I don't know if I... Well, can you say that on the radio?
Of course you can, but let's not dwell on Reverend Graham's mission to calm teenage boys down a bit with unsweetened wheat bran, because I suspect it didn't work. The excitement over kombucha is part of a larger trend, according to Sandor Katz, a movement back in time toward whole, natural foods with ingredients we recognize. Katz is a hero in the fermentation world and author of the New York Times bestseller, The Art of Fermentation.
There's just a renewed interest in, you know, food. Where does our food come from? How has it been grown and prepared? And people are wanting to become more involved with that. And once you start asking those kinds of questions and interrogating your food, well, fermentation is part of the answer.
The research here does show that, broadly speaking, fermented foods like sauerkraut, pickles, and yogurt do contain bacteria that's good for our gut. Kombucha may be the poster child right now, but it's probably not the best of the fermented bunch, at least in isolation. And while there have been worries over people made sick by home-brewed versions, Amanda Pfeiffer offers this advice for those still curious.
My rule of thumb is always drink it. It's not going to hurt you. Like, have a cup of it, see how you feel. If it makes you feel better, great. If it doesn't, stop drinking it. But please don't take it to cure cancer and not do anything else.
She says she's been producing tea using the same SCOBY for 5 years and expects to be cranking out kombucha with it for another 50, long after the fad fades. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.